girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy, but I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some 54,000 people in the mountains just north of Los Angeles are under evacuation orders or warnings as the fast-moving Hughes Fire threatens homes and businesses in the Castaic area. L.A. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The Hughes Fire is now estimated to be over 9,400 acres with 0% containment, with no structures reported damaged or destroyed.
More from CBS News Los Angeles' Amanda Starantino.
The smoke is blowing towards those neighborhoods. So right now the fire is burning through a lot of vegetation and brush right next to the lake. It is very, very dry over there. But the concern is there's a lot of homes in this area in the direction the wind is blowing.
A red flag warning in the area has been extended through Friday at 10 a.m. local time. At a high school in Nashville, one student is shot to death, another suffers a graze wound, and police are trying to determine the motive. Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron says it happened at Antioch High School.
A person who has been identified as a 17-year-old, armed with a pistol, fired multiple shots in the cafeteria of the school.
Police say the shooter then took his own life. President Trump is making good on his pledge to secure the southern border. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the latest from El Paso, Texas.
The operation to move 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border is underway. 1,000 from the Army, 500 from the Marines will deploy to El Paso and to San Diego. That's on top of the 2,500 troops that are already stationed along the border. That number could balloon to as many as 10,000.
In the U.S. House, lawmakers take up the Lake and Riley Act.
Questions on passage of the bill. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The bill is passed.
The House has signed off on the Senate's changes to the legislation. It's aimed at expanding the federal government's mandate to detain immigrants who are in the country illegally. It now heads to President Trump's desk. The bill is named after Lake and Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student who was murdered by an undocumented Venezuelan immigrant last year. Relief is flowing into Gaza again, but there is plenty of heartbreak for Palestinians returning to devastated homes. Reporter Linda Gradstein says it will take years to rebuild most of Gaza after the Israel-Hamas war.
There's not really anything left. There's just, you know, buildings are destroyed. There's tank treads over everything. I mean, there's literally nothing to go back to.
The confirmation hearing for Health and Human Service Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled for next Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Colorado's highest court has weighed in on a dispute between a zoo and an animal rights group over the treatment of elephants. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Colorado's Supreme Court has ruled that five elephants at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo cannot be released because the law cited in the suit applies only to humans. The Non-Human Rights Project argued the elephants were being held against their will in a way that was causing them stress and physical issues because of cramped conditions. The lawsuit cited a provision of the Constitution that lays out requirements for the detention and jailing of people.
Police in Greece say a more than 2,000-year-old marble statue of a woman has been found abandoned in a garbage bag and handed over to archaeologists. A resident found the headless statue near a trash bin and handed it over to authorities near the northern city of Thessaloniki. Archaeologists have confirmed its historical significance, and it has been confiscated for preservation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Currently 21 degrees.
They say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to street singing
and the carrying size. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
If you took all the girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Another pleasant valley Sunday. Chocolate. local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Uh-huh.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Give the moon if it were mine to give.
For your love,
I'd give the stars. sun before I live. To thrill you every night, I'll give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me at night. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. My word, my word, she'll always.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
rescue me. dozen towns ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some 54,000 people in the mountains north of Los Angeles are under evacuation orders or warnings due to a new rapidly spreading wildfire, according to this Castaic resident.
I was in a meeting, and within 10 minutes, it went to from like 500 to like 3,000 acres, so it went quick.
The Hughes fire has now spread to over 9,000 acres. CBS News Los Angeles's Amanda Sarantino has been watching the firefighting efforts.
So those water dropping aircraft are starting to come into